myself now.
You can hear yourself?
Yeah.
Huh. What about now?
No, now I can't.
Okay, that should be loud enough for me and Terry to hear you anyways.
I can't hear shit.
Terry can't hear you. Speak up.
Good. Then he can't hear me call him a faggot.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Love you.
That just happened?
That just happened. Whoa. Everybody, welcome back to the cast.
Hello, friends.
For
what's
episode
up, guys?
16. Sorry, I have to apologize for not coming.
Apologize for shit.
It ain't your fault.
For not coming out with a podcast sooner. I know I said every week, and it's been I think 9 days. So I think you guys could probably let me slide on this one.
Whatever.
You know, it's not going to be too bad.
I think you could have pushed it like 3 more.
Three more days?
Just
or three more weeks?
Well,
three more years. Weeks. Okay, we'll go weeks. 3 more weeks, and I could have been good. That's my buffer zone.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah. No, I've been super, super busy the last week or so, and earlier today, this probably would have been done a little bit earlier, but I got a blue screen on my computer, and it scared the hell out of me, because I haven't had one of those in forever. And so, after a rollback, everything's good to go. And
which I did not know you could do.
Yeah, Terry learned something today. You did not know
that you could do this since XP.
Yeah, you can roll back your system from major updates or stuff like that.
Would have been useful information a long time ago.
Yeah?
Because I have had to reinstall XP on the main family computer so many times because of all the garbage my little brothers and sisters download.
Gotta love those community computers, dude.
Yep.
It's like fucking just a recycling bin. Like, that's all it is. Like, people
dent
just
for viruses.
Throw shit in it and think it'll be okay. Okay, we should mention we have a new guest this week who's never been on the cast. And it's physically impossible for him to be in the same state.
The same state, even. Not just the same room.
Yeah, the same state.
Because he is legally...
Legally binded to stay out of the state.
For some stuff we won't get into.
Yeah, that's for another date. Anyways, he's straight from Florida. It's Alex Subnani.
What up, guys?
Could you have sounded more like a nerd?
Yeah, seriously. I gave you.
I can, but I'm not going to get into it.
I gave you a great intro, and that's what we get.
You blew it!
You were the only person that got an intro like that.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so there will be a tiny bit of a latency thing, but nothing too bad.
It's been pretty good.
Yeah, he's about on a 2-second delay.
One, two...
Hey!
Dude, that was fucking perfect! Holy shit!
I love it.
Yeah, no, I think it takes a second to get to Florida and a second back.
Nah.
I think that's what it is.
It's pretty fast.
Internet is all tubes.
Internet tunes. There must be a loop.
Like, whoosh.
There's a kink in Texas. Jose is putting a kink in the text. In the tube. Jose, stop it! Get out of Texas.
Damn it, Jose.
Call of Duty.
Jose's a lag switcher. That's
how
he gets his
monkey wrench on the tube, and he turns it shut real quick and opens it again.
He's like a plumber. A plumber for the internet.
He's an internet plumber.
He's an internet
gotta
plumber.
Keep the tubes clean.
E-plumber.
An e-plumber. That's good. So, yeah, we're trying this new thing out on Skype to where we can get more people to get on the cast if they have a mic that's willing. So, George, you are automatically disqualified. Actually, you know what? George has Rock Band, doesn't he?
Yeah, but remember about his connection. It's pretty shitty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
I think we should mention the time we played Team Fortress. Oh, I just...
Yes, we do. We have to.
Fight, because I wasn't paying attention. Anyway,
Terry's playing Mega Man and he just lost because he wasn't paying attention. Okay, Team Fortress 2 with George?
Yeah, Team Fortress 2 a couple years ago now, I guess.
No, it wasn't that long ago, was it?
It was a while ago.
Like, about a year.
Yeah, a year or more. But no earlier than a year. But, yeah, it was his, I guess, his first time playing with us. Because it was a free weekend, and he didn't actually have the game. So, he downloaded it, and we played on that one train yard map.
Whoa! Did you hear that, Alex?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, that was another M80. Thank you, 4th of July.
It's not even 4th of July yet, but that's okay.
Predator missile.
I fucking...
Incoming Predator missile.
I remember when I was 14 and thought M80s were cool. Apparently my 38-year-old neighbor still thinks they're awesome.
She's giggling every time one goes off.
My window's closed, too, and that's still... It was pretty loud. Okay.
He's all alone out there blowing shit up.
Let's get back on Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, his connection and back then his computer was so bad. Like, you know how
well, he was playing on a brand new laptop he brought too.
A brand new laptop?
Yeah.
Wow. From 1980.
Well, then it was just his connection, but it was so bad that, you know, when normally when you lag, you just kind of like skip around.
Yeah.
It was not like that. He was moving in slow motion.
What?
Literally, the animation and everything was just like slow motion.
He was taking, like, baby steps.
Like, he had just made it out of the base after, like, 5 minutes after he spawned. Another 5 minutes later, he gets to the train tracks, which is, like, should be, like, a 3-second walk from the base. But he gets to the train tracks 5 minutes later, and he hears the train coming. He's on the middle of the tracks. He's like, go, go, go.
I already love where this is going.
The train comes and smashes him. I've never seen anything like
that. It's just like an epic movie the whole time, and like the train's in like normal speed, so it's just like, it's like boom, rams into him.
Now the train would hit people at normal speed. Just imagine going slow motion across
the He's like, oh god,
I see it coming for years. I can't do anything.
And then he had to start back over from the base.
God damn, why does Miami have such shitty internet? Why does that part of Miami have shitty internet?
I don't know.
Okay, because I'm sure there's people in Miami.
It's all those hurricanes messing with the tubes. Like Hurricane Alex.
Yeah, Alex. Why you gotta start tearing shit up?
Because that's how I roll, bitches.
I roll in hurricane form. No big deal. It's about 12 dopes.
At least.
So yeah, Alex, we've known you for a very long time.
Since RO.
Since the RO.
Since
days.
Rebel.
Ah, Rebel.
Way original Rebel.
That was what? When we were 14?
About 8 years ago. Was it 8 years ago?
No, how many years?
That was 8 years ago, 14.
Wow, dude.
Because I remember finding the game at like 13. And I
think we were young. I think we were younger than that, Terry.
Yeah.
I think we were like 12.
Whenever Phantasy Star Online came out, it was a little after that, because I was browsing those boards, the forums on Game FAQs for Phantasy Star.
Are you sure?
I was going to say Dreamcast, right?
The Dreamcast version.
Yeah.
I was browsing boards, and someone had linked to Ragnarok.
When that it was right in beta. There. That right there brings it back.
Yeah.
I remember because we were in beta.
Yeah.
We were fucking OGs,
we were in alpha,
dude.
Actually.
Fuck yeah.
It was alpha. And it lasted for like a week. And
yeah.
And beta came out, which was free, and then they screwed us over with that maintenance fee beta.
Yeah. Well, it was like it was like 2 months before they came out with the legit one.
The released one.
And, dude, I remember that because that was like legitimate fucking RO to where like, I was only like 24, dude. And there was only one class at the time. We were only in first class. Yeah, me and Terry were on there so early that they didn't even come out with second classes yet.
It was just first jobs?
It was just first jobs. I was a thief, and I think you were a knight.
Yeah, I went
swordsman. Sorry, swordsman,
the first part of my career.
Yeah.
My RO career.
Same here for me. It was thief all the time. That was me. Were you there when we did the epic search for pink dye, so I can... Yeah. Okay, so we spent, back in... Okay, we should really start over with this game. It's called Ragnarok Online. We call it RO for short. It's a Korean-based game that they brought... Yeah, they ported it over to the United States about 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And me and Terry were in alpha and beta testing the game.
I'll tell you about it in a second.
We have a lot of stories about it because that was basically our fucking... our teenagehood right there.
That was the game to play back then.
For us, not for anybody else. Everybody else is like, why are you playing such a shitty looking game? And we're like, it's epic, bro.
It's like, it was all about Diablo back then.
Dude, we were there when it was still just all 2D.
Yep.
Like, the buildings weren't 3D.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
No, they weren't. Like, when you change the views and stuff, it would just change the way the people do. It was just different sides of it. Because I remember when the buildings and stuff went 3D, I was like, oh!
Holy
and
shit.
And then I was like, why don't they do this with the people? So you're basically, now you're a 2D person walking around in a 3D world. And you can still change your angle and shit like that back then, but it wasn't the way it is now. Anyways, yeah, it's long ago. Yeah, you don't even remember.
I don't even remember.
Anyways, it's a Korean-based game, and... Koreans hate America, so the American version always sucked so much more than the Korean version. Anyways, back during our beta days,
a localization thing, or not localization? I mean testing. Like they put it out on the main Korean server first. They got all the good stuff first, then they tested it there, and then like a year later we would get it.
I was gonna say it's not even testing though, because fucking it's way later. They already know it works, and they're just like, all right, we'll wait another 11 months.
That's not a Korean thing either. That's just Gravity. Okay. Gravity was always really...
They're still doing that, though.
Yeah, Gravity being the company that made the game. Yeah.
Gravity's slow as hell when it comes to updates and all that.
Yeah. Anyways, back then, this game, on average, is about 3,500 or so people on the time.
Tons of people playing.
Tons of people.
Free.
Yeah.
It was like five servers for
not
all
back
the
then,
people.
Dude. Back then, it was only two.
Chaos and Loki.
And then when they added the third one, everybody hated it. But anyways, it was only two servers at the time, Chaos and Loki. We played on Loki, I believe.
Yeah.
We didn't like Chaos.
Chaos.
Chaos always had like 1,000 more people. So we played on Loki, and when you walk through the main town, there's just like hundreds and hundreds of people. You could put up little vending shops or whatever where it's just like a little chat message above your character's head that says, hey, buy my shit, LOL. And anyways, these people...
There was no organization.
No organization.
Sat down wherever they wanted in the main town.
Wherever you were.
Sign up.
Put the sign up. And so there was hundreds, if not at least 1,000. Like, probably a third of the people online at the time, at any time, was in this town with a vending machine. Or I keep saying vending machine. Vending up. A shop up. Anyways, so back then you had to make all of your own dyes and stuff to change your hair color and stuff, because you can't change your clothes.
No.
That was one thing about the game. You can't change the way your character looks, just the way your face, your head. So hats and stuff like that.
And even in the beginning, you couldn't change like the way the weapon looked. Like, most of the weapons looked the same.
Yeah, and
like,
every
the sword
animation
was all the same sword and all that.
Yep. And anyways, to make the dyes, you had to collect a bunch of items, obviously, and then you put them together. And the items during a legit server... they are incredibly hard to get.
Yeah.
Incredibly hard, especially, you know, if you're not high level, which we were not.
No.
I think
we weren't high level from all the shit we got into.
Yeah. We were, I think the highest I hit on my thief was 24.
Yeah.
And I think you were 27. Yeah.
I don't think any of us broke 30.
No, we did not.
For the actual...
Yeah. Game. It was pretty crazy back then. Anyways, so me, Terry, and two other people...
Yeah, people we played with.
Yeah, people we played with back then, when we parted with. Like, everybody had, you know, their own cliques that they adventured with. Mm-hmm. Alex, were you going to be a part of this conversation at all?
Wait. Not really.
No. Okay. Yeah, we didn't know Alex at this time yet. But he knows what we're talking about. And I know everybody thinks this is extremely interesting. But it was pretty epic for a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
So we would... me and I wanted to dye my hair pink because I wanted to stand out. Because
why not?
Why not, right? You know, everybody had their own dyes and stuff like that. I wanted to do mine pink. And to do that, you had to either collect all these items and then take it to some sort of NPC that was sort of like an alchemist type deal, and they would mix it together. and it would be pink dye stuff.
Pink dye.
Yeah, and so we didn't want to do that because it was it was going to take years.
We thought that was bullshit.
Yeah, we said and so we spent probably the next week looking at every shop that was open in that town, looking for a person that had pink dye stuff. And I remember when we found it. Yeah, we found it.
And it cost a shit ton.
It costed like 20,000 zenny. And 20,000 zenny is their form of currency.
Yeah, money.
Is incredibly hard to 20, get.
20,000 monies.
Fucking at that time, at that level and everything. 20,000 was ridiculous.
Hell yeah.
And so,
you'd be lucky to hit thousands.
Yeah, and so we ended up all pulling together. Everybody pulled in for me, and I was able to get it, and I was hot shit. Let me tell you that. Fucking, I was legitimate. People would laugh at me and be like, ah, that guy has pink hair. And I'd be like, yeah.
Haters gonna hate.
Yeah, haters gonna hate. So I was totally gangster back then. I had my G-Unit shirt on. They weren't even out yet. I just knew it was going to be cool. I was trying other letters, but I had to stop at G because G sounded the coolest.
Yep.
A-Unit just sounded gay.
A-Unit. Yeah, and then we stopped playing that because they
started charging.
Yeah, charging.
It was $10.
Beta.
And I remember I paid for the first month. I had to talk to my dad, and I was like, Dad, could you just play? Pay it, please. And after that, I was like, nope, I'm not going to play anymore. I'm not going to keep begging my dad to pay for this game.
Yeah. And then we found magical private servers, which were not technically legal.
They still aren't.
They are still not, but...
If you're listening
to this... Like the sites for these things now?
Yeah, they're insane.
They look like professional. They look like legit professional main site.
Yeah, they do. If they asked me to pay for their service, I would.
I do. Oh, no, you guys look all right to me.
Yeah, you look more professional than the real site.
Credit card number, charge
Dude,
whatever you want.
These private servers, their sites look way better than the originals.
Yeah. And back then, they didn't look so nice.
No.
Yeah, back then, it was just straight up plain text.
Someone privately hosting. The game.
Yeah, on their own server or something.
On their own computer or whatever.
Computer server. I remember I made the Rebel Rose site.
Did you?
Yeah. I made us the logo and everything way back when, and it was terrible.
Oh, the red one.
Yeah, the red one with like the bar on the left and the logo up in the top left and then the banner. I was like 15 at the time, and I just knew how to do div tables and stuff like that. It was the beginning of my HTML career, which took me through a lot of my high school year. I got a few gold medals, and
that was still before I came along, wasn't it? Because I remember the site being like pink and purple.
Yeah, the first one was like black and gray and purple.
Yeah.
And then when Grimm took over, that's when it went red.
I thought Grimm was the original owner.
No, he was just a player, I guess. And then when the two people, Jin and Albert...
Jin was the original.
And when they quit, they gave it to Grimm.
Who's our friend Derek.
Yeah.
Who also...
He was there like the last 3 or 4 days before the original went down.
Yeah, he wasn't around like at all. And he came out of nowhere. He's like, I'll take the server.
Yeah. And so... that was a server we stayed on for a fucking long time.
Good times.
Two years, maybe?
More than that.
You think more than 2 years?
Well, because I imagine we played like consistently for 2 years, and then we'd play on and off after that.
Okay, yeah. It was a long time. Met a lot of people through that. That's how we met Alex. That's how we met...
Team Mongoose, Florida.
Steve or Whitey. Whitey is...
Well, Whitey came during...
The
new Rebel RO.
Yeah. I think I was a GM at that time when he came in.
Yeah, you were.
I was a game moderator, game master, whatever you want to call it.
Master of the game.
I think I also got in trouble a few times. For
I think,
people
like,
out.
Most
I was
of the
nice
people
GM. Were
GM
that, like, I was always the guy that helped people out, and then I got in trouble for it. Like, I was seriously, like, in a meeting with, like, all the other people and Grimm, and they were all like, you can't do what you're doing. So stop it.
I didn't help anybody. I helped myself a lot.
I did.
Not like on my legit one. Just I'd make shit for myself on the GM account and just go
like
crazy
with the item command. Yeah. Just like put like shitloads of items in a sword, like like four swords in a sword.
And I would get in trouble because I would run events that would just have insane amounts of monsters running around. And I would lag that server so much just with all the ambitious shit
I used to do invasions as well.
Yeah. And that's what I got in trouble for, but...
I never got in trouble for that.
It was... Because I would spawn, like, shit, and I would crash people. Because I'm just looking through the thing to find the coolest stuff I could find.
Like the Goku thing.
Yeah.
That used to crash people.
I remember that. That was terrible.
There was a secret Goku animation in the game. And when you walk around, instead of walking, you fly like a Super Saiyan.
There's, like, a screenshot of the Goku from, like, some... foreign Dragon Ball game or Dragon Ball GT game.
Yeah.
It's like Super Saiyan 4 Goku 3D. Just screenshots of them flying around. And not everybody had that on the computer, so it made some conflict and they would crash. And we'd laugh and laugh.
Yeah, the way the updating system worked back then for private servers
was non-existent.
Yeah, it was on the forums, yeah, but if you weren't active on the forums, then would crash all the time. Street. Now they have like little pre-things that open up and they automatically...
Patchers and all kinds of crap.
It's beautiful the way it works.
Good stuff.
Yep. So let's get off of that topic so we don't just talk about it forever.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, because it's not a very popular game. Only a few people will know what we're talking about.
Not popular to regular people.
Yeah.
You ask a nerd about it, he'll be like, Ragnarok Online, I love that game.
I love that game. I'm stupid.
Yeah, I'm level 100. No big deal.
So, my Xbox is officially dying.
Officially.
Yeah.
From the board.
It is throwing an E74 error, which is apparently dealt with the video card, and I believe it is the same thing that does the red lights. It's just in its baby steps. Because
like early cancer.
Yeah, the way you get the red lights is when the dye completely comes off of the video card.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no more thermal compound between the heat sink.
The green stuff.
No, it's usually gray. Uh-oh. But the thermal compound would come off because the bracket that holds the two things together is too shitty. And so basically your video card's flopping around in there, the heat sink is rather. And so it heats up, and when it overheats, you get the red lights. But where you're at the stage where I'm at, it just heats up just to the point where the video fucks up. So I can't play shit.
Well, I mean, you can still look at your dashboard and stuff.
Yeah, I can barely, still go on my dashboard and talk to people and party and stuff, but why?
You can do that.
Well, I mean, we were on there yesterday.
Yeah, well...
You could have just joined us just to talk.
Why, so you guys can rub the fact that you're playing Modern Warfare 2 and I'm not?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so I should be able to get it fixed tomorrow, hopefully, if Israel's going to keep on his word. I have a warranty under it, though, but it's through GameStop, and they got to actually do some magic to get it working, because I apparently can't find my receipt anymore.
That's not good.
Yeah, but he can call someone and get like a PNP or PRP number.
The PP number.
Yeah, PP number. I gave him my PP number and it's confidential and they keep it in the GameStop archive.
It's in a giant vault.
Yeah, so no 360 right now.
That kind of sucks, dude. I was playing with the guys yesterday and we all miss you there.
It's just been like 2 days. Because everybody fucking messages me on either Raptor or something like...
Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
Because we're at the point now where just whenever one of us is not there, we just spam them and say, get on. Where are you
this just
morning? It's like, come on, I just woke up. I can't see straight. I'm listening to music. I just want to sit here and lay in bed and maybe go back to sleep. And I got, like, 3 messages from Alex, and then 3 more from Alex from the X-Firewalk, and then 2 from you.
I sent you 2. I knew you were sleeping, and I said, hey, call or text me when you wake up. That was it. I knew you were sleeping. I knew what Terry was doing. And Alex, on the other hand, while we were playing Borderlands, was like, where's Terry? And I'm like, I don't know. He's probably sleeping. And he goes, well, I feel guilty for playing without him. And I'm like, I know, but we can always catch him up later.
Yeah, I don't care if you play without me.
And then Alex kept saying, it says he's online! And I'm like, it says he's AFK on my screen. He goes, well, on my screen, they're green! And it says he's online! And then, like,
I'm
5 minutes later,
messages
he goes, Terry's
there, like,
ignoring
Terry.
Me! And I'm like, Terry's not ignoring you, he's just not there. And he goes, what did I do? You were like a newborn that was so confused that you didn't understand why he wasn't there. And so fucking every 5 minutes he'd be like, Terry's still not responding. Where the fuck is he? Call him. Text him. Where is he?
I'm just leaving him messages like, Terry! Terry, get on!
I was getting worried for Alex because I thought he was going to like piss you off that he sent so many messages. Like,
yeah, I was so groggy when I read it. I was just like, what?
Alex is the friend that is completely on top of what you're doing at that time, but not to like 100%. He is at 80% always. Like, either he will message you the fucking second you get you're not AFK, like, hey, Borderlands now,
Lands.
Or Modern Warfare or Duty 2 Duty now, 2. And I just woke up, my eyes are still blurry. Give me like 5 minutes.
You did that to me the other day.
Yeah, you
like as soon as I came back, you're like, oh good, you're up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I wanted to do it to you.
Like my eyes were still cloudy. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Who are you, Mr. President? Is that you?
You know you can't contact me on this line.
This is not a secure line. Anyways, so, yeah, but everybody's been messaging me lately, like everybody. Even people that I hardly talk to on Raptor and stuff, but I talk to on Xbox a lot, like Jose, I don't talk to him a whole lot on Raptor, but lately he's been like, how's your 360, dude? And I'm like, still broken. And he goes,
to date.
Well, get on, we're playing. I'm like, yeah, it's broken.
So okay.
Everybody keeps rubbing it into my face.
But in our defense, it's been a while since everybody's had working PCs and internet and 360s.
True. This is true. We're finally a group again.
Yeah. The gang's back together.
Yeah, Alex is finally back on the internets.
After been like a year absent,
yeah, for like a year. I remember going on Steam and like seeing your name and it's like last seen online 246 days ago. I'm like, shit, it's been long.
And there's like a sad song playing in the background.
Yeah.
Rain coming out of your window.
And then you came back and we were like, holy shit, he's alive.
Yeah, we all thought you were dead.
In a gutter.
Like
the way I like to imagine it is you went down the hail of bullets.
You like to imagine me dead?
Well, no, well,
if you're dead,
yeah,
then I would want it to be this way. Yeah. Go down in a hail of bullets to the Hitman theme.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
In slow motion, of course.
I'm going to play that in the background for everybody right now. You should be
Let's just enjoy that for a second.
Oh, yeah, just enjoy it. Shh. Feels
right.
Really good.
I just died.
Terry just died again because he put his DS down and was just closing his eyes and just listening to that theme song.
Just breathing it all.
Just take it in.
Just watching me die.
Yeah. It's good though. That's a good way to die. Yeah.
Guns
if
blazing.
You want to go out like that.
Yeah, that is the right way to die, everybody.
If you die of natural causes. You died.
You did it wrong.
You did it. Death, you did it wrong. Pro tip, go out in a hell of gunfire. I think that they need to invent a real life HUD.
A life
like,
HUD.
Yeah, like Life HUD. Yeah, we'll call it Life HUD.
That you got your like, shields and your health.
Yeah, well, no shields. No shields.
Yeah,
no ammo.
Shield in real life.
No, none of that stuff.
Halo.
None of that stuff. What I'm talking about is, like, the way the new Evo, like, has their camera, they have this new thing where it'll combine your GPS and link it, like, sync its way up to the internet. I'm going to explain this completely wrong, but I'm going to try to round it
just
about.
Make
so
it sound cool. Just make it sound cool.
Anyways, you hold the camera up, like, you know, right in front of you.
And it scans your face.
And then it scans the area around you, and then you could search for restaurants just by moving your camera around.
Yeah.
And it, like, looks through walls, or
it looks through walls.
And it shows you, like, in this direction, there's a burger place, right. In that direction, stuff like that. But you move it around, and it's like seeing a virtual world of where you actually are.
That's pretty cool.
And there's another thing where, like, they were doing it at they had a prototype at E3, I want to say, where people were, you know, they on Twitter all the time, fucking, you know, tweeting it up.
Just tweeting it up.
Just tweets everywhere, dude. It was gross.
tweets flying out their asses.
And so when you hold it up, it'll actually scan people's phones. Like the whoever's connected to the Wi-Fi or 3G at the time, I guess, or something like that. And it'll show a picture of that person where they are. And their last tweet that they just did.
That's awesome.
So you can see what people are doing in real time around you, like in a restaurant or wherever, and you can respond to their tweet.
Be like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to eat.
I can hear you across the room. Shut the fuck up.
I'm 2 feet away from you.
But it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Like, if you just held it up and just walked towards that person and you see their picture, it's like, it's that guy. And take him down, boys. That man.
Got a lock on him.
Got a lock.
Uploading information now.
So, the Evo is very, very cool.
Pretty amazing phone.
Yeah, it's,
what is it? It's Sprint?
Sprint only. Yeah, it's the first
4G
phone.
We get 4G exclusively for 6 months, I believe. So, hooray for Sprint. We finally did something right.
Finally get a good phone.
Yeah. And it's too expensive for me to afford. But it's a very cool phone. I've had hands-on with it myself already, and it's...
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
When did you go?
I went to the Sprint store, and I sweet-talked my way into this girl that was working there. Mm-hmm. And I was like...
You sweet-talked her into the girl.
I sweet-talked her to let me use her Evo for a bit. It was pretty cool. The screen is huge on it, dude. And it's super thin. It's about as thin as this. And the screen...
This being
is bigger than this.
One half of my DSi.
Yeah, a half of his DSi is about as thick as it is. And the screen is way bigger than the iPhones. It feels just like the iPhones. It's not that weird, like, plasticky feel.
Right.
It's the solid feel that the iPhone feels like. They did it right.
My phone has a plasticky feel because it's plastic.
It also went swimming. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. We had a little pool party Sam was throwing, and I had gone in the pool once, gotten out, dried off. Then later on, like an hour later, Sam was like, okay, time to get back in the pool. I was like, alright, let's do it. Without thinking, just took out my shirt, jumped in the pool. Whoops.
Oops.
Phone is still in my pocket. I'm in the pool for like a minute before I realized it. I pull it out, I'm like, shit. Dwight and Aldi were right at the edge of the pool. I couldn't open it because my hands were all wet and it was sliding all over the place. And they were telling me, you need to open it and get everything out of it now.
Yep.
And they did that for me because their hands were dry.
Yeah, so I took it from Terry, and he has a touchscreen phone. Mm-hmm. It's actually a pretty nice phone, you know, especially what you paid for it.
Yeah.
Which was?
One penny. To upgrade.
Nice.
To an upgrade to an LG View.
LG View.
View from Amazon.
It's the ghetto version. It's an LG View.
It's from Metro. And it's not even touchscreen. These are hard buttons on there. Anyways.
You touch the buttons.
Anyway.
There's no screen. It's just buttons.
It's a touch phone. Just you touch the buttons. Anyways, it's a nice phone. It is a very nice phone. Imagine water being between your screen and the LCD behind it. It's like a fish tank.
Yeah, a fish tank with a little backdrop you put on the back.
With a backdrop, right. If you turned your phone on, it would just be a backdrop for your fish tank.
And you can, like shake it and see the water moving around it.
Yeah, so I took it and I found a crack in your phone to where I could drain it.
Yeah. And, one hole where the water came out.
Yeah, and so I drained it for you and we took it all apart.
I let it sit out for like a day.
Yep.
Tried it. I had some text messages. I was like, okay, I'm getting text messages. This is going to work.
Yep, and it's working fine now.
Yep.
So everybody, another pro tip for you.
Don't go swimming with your phone
first off, but if it does happen, you can take out the battery, take out the SIM card, take out your SD card, take out everything that you possibly can apart, without taking screws and shit apart, and just leave your phone alone for about a day.
Don't even touch it.
Just don't touch it with water. Some people have taken hair dryers to it. Just let it.
I was actually reading about that. That's a bad idea, apparently.
Really?
The hair dryer, because it does something. I forget.
Excuse me.
But the best thing to do is to put it in something that will soak up any water.
Rice.
Yeah, they said rice. I still don't understand that, though. That doesn't work unless you can completely take your phone apart.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I could only take the battery out and the SD card and all that, so rice wouldn't have done anything to it. But rice was one of the things, if you can take it apart and it can get inside, and just anything that is prone to soaking up.
Yeah, so just keep it in a towel or something, or
a shirt.
Shirt would be probably your last choice.
just the nicest shirt you have.
Probably polyester. I hear those are very absorbent.
Good.
Yeah. Something plasticky.
Cashmere sweater.
Cashmere, yeah. suede, if you have any.
Your dog.
Tape it to your dog.
Just walk around. He'll air dry it.
Funny if it just started working. Your dog's making phone calls and shit. It's just barking, chasing its own self. Like, where the fuck is this people coming from? I have friends. It's just by itself wagging its tail.
He's on Facebook and Twitter.
So yeah, that was interesting. Back to real quick to the HUD thing that I was talking about, because we brought up the pro tip thing again. I don't want, gay shit like the shields or the ammo or nothing like that, but like,
oh shit.
Stuff that you see, like if your friends come by, it'll like highlight him and be like, Alex Subnani or stuff like
friendly.
That.
Friendly.
But it would also.
Do not fire.
Do not fire, right. I would like a little tutorial window to pop up that says like pro tip. And like, it'll just give you like stupid shit. Like, don't steal from this store.
They will fuck your shit up.
Or pro tip, you forgot to lock your car.
That'd be useful.
Yeah, just shit like that. You left your lights on. Your shoes untied. Stuff like that. Just funny stuff.
Pro tip, you're an idiot.
Yeah, pro tip, you're a faggot. Stop driving.
It tells you everything you're doing wrong.
Yeah. So the pro tips wouldn't necessarily be helpful, but more of an insult.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
If you like to be insulted, this is the phone for you.
I already see it committing suicide. A lot of people.
Pro tip, you should kill yourself. Pro tip, you're killing yourself wrong.
It's like the little suicide paperclip.
Yeah. So,
it's like you're going to suicide. Do you need any help with that?
So I see you're trying to commit suicide. Do you need any help with that?
Go away, you stupid paperclip.
Yeah, fuck you. Nobody ever wants your help. So I see you're writing a letter.
Leave me alone.
Will and testament. Did you know that you're supposed to put periods after sentences? What?
Bullshit.
Begin lists with commas. Anyways, Alex.
Sir.
You,
sir.
You've been just in the background. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, anything you want to add to this? Or you just want to...
You're 2 minutes in and you're slowly losing.
Well, actually, I was going to talk to you guys earlier about this new 3DS thing.
Oh, yes.
That is not my department, but Terry will talk about it.
they actually learned that once they take out the 3D function from the video game, it actually the game actually renders better and it performs faster.
I think that's pretty cool.
So,
like,
3D
they took out
fuck your shit up.
No, well, it looks nice and all that.
It still looks good. It just, when you don't dedicate that much processing power and graphic power to making it 3D, you can get away with really good, just regular, non-3D.
So the game slows down?
Yeah, like with the 3D, it performs like 30 frames per second. But once they take out that processing power from the 3D, it bumps up to 60.
Games play better. But they're not bad when they're with the 3D, but they can perform better without.
Huh.
So if somebody if a developer decided we don't want to make a 3D game, they just want to make a really good looking standard.
That's 60
game.
Frames a second?
Yeah.
Which is amazing for, by the way, for a fucking handheld.
Yeah.
That
it's
is
looking pretty good.
I will say that the parts that are inside the 3DS is amazing. Like the processor and the graphic unit and stuff like that. All of that is top notch for a handheld system. I'm not a believer of the 3D yet. I will wait for someone to get it.
I need to see it too in order to like get the full experience.
TV or the internet.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I want to see what
you gotta look at it.
So I also want to see how bad the field of view is, because people are saying it's bad. Some people are saying you don't notice it when you're playing.
Yeah, I imagine if we're playing it like I'm holding it right now, it'd be fine.
Yeah,
that's the
I actually want to see the little function where you could turn down the 3D.
Yeah,
like it's too real
for. Fold back into the screen.
That'd be awesome.
When shit gets way too real.
Yeah,
I heard people were getting sick because they played with that. Because they're going up and down as fast as possible. Like, that just doesn't sound like a good idea to begin with. I don't know what you expected.
Did you hear about the guy? There's a dude that got one of those new Samsung 3D TVs,
mm-hmm.
and their kids were watching some movie or something.
Oh yeah, you're not supposed to let
kids
watch it.
And the kids watched this kids movie. You know, it was an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours long, and then you know. Hey, it's dinner time. Come on, kids, come downstairs.
Come downstairs.
And every one of them fell down the stairs. They apparently it fucks with your depth perception. Like, not even just kids, you know. There was, like, a few, you know, teenage people watching it as well. And every one of them fell down the
that
stairs.
That just sounds like a good time.
Good time until you break your neck or break something. I don't think any of them got really hurt. I think they just got all
stumbled.
Super bruised. Yeah.
Because they're... kids, their eyesight is a lot more sensitive.
Yeah. I'm never going to buy a 3D TV. Fucking 25 years from now.
Unless you give me a 3DS TV where I don't need glasses and it doesn't make me stumble and fall over.
Well, eventually we'll get to the point where they don't need glasses, but I'm saying until we get to that point, fuck you. I'm not going to wear glasses.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fuck my eyesight even more than I already have in my life. Just to see something look shitty.
I don't think it's worth it.
To know that it looks like shit.
Because a lot of them are like 3D afterthought.
Yeah, it's post-processing 3D.
Right.
Like, I don't want to mention this, but it is true. Avatar
mm-hmm.
was the first people to do it right.
Oh.
Yeah,
they filmed it in 3D. It wasn't a post thing. So they filmed it in 3D. And I believe... there's a new movie coming out that says that they're using the same
same
technology as they did in Avatar.
I don't remember what movie that is.
The same director?
No, it's not James Cameron. James Cameron is going to be done for the next 10 years.
He's set.
It's just like Titanic, dude. He was done, and then he'll come back, fucking blow your mind, and then come back and go away.
Take all your money.
Take your $2.8 billion, and then leave.
Just be like, peace.
Yeah, peace, dog. And $500 million is outrageous for a budget for a movie. Mm. And a lot of that was out of his pocket.
He's got money.
Fucking, and then nobody said that he was going to make it back. Fucking a month later, he made it back and then some. And then, like, a month after that, he hit the billion. And then, like, a month after that, he was almost at $2 billion. Now he's at $2.8 worldwide.
Wow.
Crazy town, USA.
So, yeah, seeing that movie in 3D is worth it. It is beautiful. It looked great. The movie, so-so. It's been said and done. But if you want to see what real 3D looks like, go watch Avatar.
Twice.
Yeah.
Give well, I mean,
20 bucks.
I don't know if they sell it in 3D on DVD or whatever, or Blu-ray.
I think they do.
They do.
Yeah, I think that's one of their flagships for the 3D TVs. Because the PS3 supports the 3D thing now. So
yeah, Sony's making a big push for 3D right now.
Yeah, I think that.
I don't think this 3D thing is gonna take off a lot. I mean,
no,
it's only been recently till HD, till everybody started getting HD TVs.
Yeah, people are still trying to get their HD TVs.
Yeah, I'm still using one of those big ass TVs with big ass back.
That's a CRT, by the way.
That's what I'm using.
Yeah, the thing is that since they're coming out with all this new shit, everything else is dropping.
Yeah,
so that's good.
That is good, I guess.
Josh got a 46-inch Samsung, like a really nice one for, I want to say like $500 or $600. And then Ryan right now is looking at a 46-something for like $300.
That's...
Yeah. I don't remember where he said he was going to get it. I don't know, probably from the mob.
Secret. The Mormon mob.
The Mormon mob. So, yeah.
So, yeah, they're coming out with all this new technology, you know.
Yeah.
But what pisses me off the most is this new Xbox.
How does that piss you off?
Because he just
because,
bought his Xbox.
Yeah, I know I told somebody, I'm not sure if it was Terry or not, but when I bought my Xbox, I was like, shit, I know if I buy this, they're going to come out with a new Xbox or some shit like that. This always happens to me. Sure enough, about a month later, they came out with the new Xbox.
Bam.
Well, so did George, so.
Yeah, you're not alone.
You're not alone.
George bought it after you, so.
Yeah, but I'm pissed. I don't care.
I don't care about George. I'm pissed. Well, mine just blew up, and so I would take this chance to upgrade if I had money, but I don't, so. I'll deal with the old one. It still does what everything I want it to do. Whenever I have a surplus of money, it's going towards my computer first.
Didn't you play with the new Xbox just recently?
Yeah, my buddy Josh just bought one. They're incredibly quiet. Super quiet.
Oh, yeah?
The built-in wireless is a very nice touch. All the buttons in the front are touch-sensitive, so you don't have to press buttons in the front. You just run your hand across it, and it goes, bing! It sounds like an airplane. It goes, bing!
And the stewardess comes out.
Stewardess comes out and puts your CD in the Xbox, and then you go, Xbox, close!
Yeah, yell at it.
Yeah.
With authority.
Yeah, because if you...
I heard it doesn't red ring. Like, it does something else when it red rings.
Red dots.
Red dots.
Little dots.
That's even scarier.
The power button thing in the middle turns red, and that's it.
Yeah, but it's not the same problem as it used to be.
Yeah.
They got their stuff down to a key now, and everybody's like, oh, a new Xbox. Guess it's going to blow up again. And every single person that says that is a PS3 fanboy. Like, that's the only thing that PS3 owners have on the 360. Yeah. Oh, well, at least we don't have a 50% failure rate. It's not 50% anymore. Like, it used to be like a 61 or a 64 when they first came out.
It
was very bad. And I actually stopped selling 360 to people when I worked at Game Crazy. I told them, like, look, you can either get a 360 that's going to blow up on you, or you can get a PS3. And at the time, there was no big difference between it. That time, it was... Halo 3 wasn't even out at that time. Yeah, so... It was very early in the game. Now I encourage people to get the 360, but only ones that have been manufactured after January of 2009, I believe.
Get that Jasper chip.
The Jasper chip is the one you want.
Well, you gotta be easy on those PS3 people. They just got Xbox Live Gold.
This is true.
PS3 Xbox Live Gold.
Yeah, now their servers won't suck.
If you pay for it.
If you pay for it. If you don't pay for it, maybe they'll still
then
suck.
Maybe we'll continue to have
Yeah.
Well, I heard the only reason most of the people are getting the new online service is just for all the free stuff.
Yeah, well, not even free, just discounted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they get free Wipeout, which...
Oh, yeah, Wipeout is pretty good.
It was all right at best.
You didn't play where I played it.
Probably not.
Well, no shit, you're in Florida.
No, I played it at Lou's. With his fucking giant ass TV, surround sound. I just sat in a chair in front of it. And we did it with the tilt.
Six axis.
Had that enabled, so like if you just gently turned it, it would turn with it very gently.
It's crazy, it's perfect, right?
Perfect. And it's a fun game, too.
Yeah. So there you go. So, Alex, anything else aside from the 3DS you want to bring out?
Don't pee on the seat, because girls don't like that.
Don't pee on the seat. There you go. Pro tip.
What?
Since when do they hate that?
Bullshit.
I've never gotten any complaints so far.
Balderdash.
Well, then again, I live in Florida. I don't know how things happen over there.
We're a little bit more free-spirited here in California.
We're much more liberal with our pee.
We're going to use toilets.
Toilets are an outdated system.
We use bathrooms, but it's more of just a room. Where you are free to do
it's
whatever.
It's like a big walk-in shower.
You're free to express yourself.
If you want to write stuff on the ground, do it.
Well, it's going to be hard to do a tile, but fuck, do it.
I don't give a fuck.
Try.
Go for it. Go for gold.
Go for gold. Perfect for people.
So, okay, well, that was very interesting, Alex. Nothing else, huh?
I feel like there was something else.
I just want to tell everybody wish you good luck on fixing that 360.
You want to wish everybody
tell you good luck.
Good luck
yeah.
on my 360.
Good luck on that.
Why not?
It's a team effort.
I guess so.
We're all in this together. I'm in it.
I'm in it.
You in it to win it?
No, I'm in it to tie it. It's not as catchy, but I think it'll yield better results. Everybody's a winner.
So, what Mega Man is Terry playing over there?
Mega Man Zero Collection. It is all
the Game Boy Advance one.
In one. Already beat all four, but when I saw that they came out with all of them together on one DS thing, had to have it. Amazing games. These are basically the next step up from the Mega Man X series, like the Super Nintendo ones. PS1 Mega Man X games sucked.
It's even further in the future.
It is even further in the future. It's the same timeline and all that. You're Zero, and you were in a pile of shit when somebody got you. When this girl Seal finds you, because you've been in like stasis in these ruins. You're like,
was it stasis or was he just in?
He was just there, basically asleep.
He was high on PCP.
Because I remember I played the first one, and he's like missing an arm
and
shit.
He's missing both his arms. He's all beat up and everything. And then the girl uses this little thing called a cyber elf to revive her.
We call her Mech Elf. Half
That's
mech,
what you
half
use in
elf.
These games. Cyber elves. They're like items, basically. Like you don't find hearts anymore. Or sub-tanks.
Is this Zelda?
You get cyber elves, and they give you upgrades.
Sounds a lot like Zelda. You no longer need hearts, but you carry fairies in a little jar. Sounds
kinda.
A lot like Zelda.
It's Zelda. It's Mega Man Zelda.
It's Mega Zelda.
That's what the Z is looking for. Mega Man
Mega
Link
Zelda
is back.
Man.
Mega Zelda.
And he's got a blaster.
Yeah. These games are really hard. But
I was
going to
say, I keep seeing you fail.
I've been failing this boss for the last, 10-15 minutes. These games are not easy, except now they added an easy mode, so it can be easy. I don't understand why you
suck so
make
much.
An easy mode for these games. The point of these games is that they're challenging.
That it's a set difficulty.
Yeah.
And like, well, there's people who like playing the games just for the storyline value.
Yeah, that's bullshit, though. You gotta play to be a man. This game will put hair on your chest.
Or on your thumbs.
Or on your thumbs.
It'll put hair on your thumbs.
You'll return a man.
A man with hairy thumbs. Or a little boy with hairy thumbs.
But, Yeah, basically the next step up from Mega Man X, the next logical step. Got your
I've played the first one. It's pretty epic.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Mega Man. A lot of people think it's that Battle Network shit.
It's just hard without any of the fun. Just ridiculously hard. Twice as hard as the Zero series.
And then Mega miss the X collection though.
Huh?
I really miss the X collection though.
Oh yeah. X was amazing. I can't decide. I was talking to Dwight about it earlier. I don't know if I like Zero or X better. Because
as in the characters or
not the characters, the games. Zero is so good, but so is X, and there's so many childhood memories attached to that.
See, that's the thing. Like, when you judge games, you gotta throw out childhood memories, because that really fucks with it. Because, I mean, we've had, like, no one's gonna look at RO right now and be like, that's awesome.
Yeah, wow.
But we have so many memories tied to it that we still, you know, we have that connection with it. Yeah. So
brings back the nostalgia.
Right.
Yeah, I'm leaning on Zero. It's really great series.
Well, yeah, okay, but well, I mean, you have so many X games, and they're all great.
Like, I stopped playing X at, like, 4, because I really didn't like the PlayStation ones. And I actually played X8, which was not very good, but I beat it.
Really? I never got that far.
Yeah.
I probably stopped at 4, too.
Yeah, it was cool to see it on PlayStation, but it just wasn't the same.
I actually like how they added the little anime cinematics.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I think Zero wins, though. Zero versus X series, Zero wins. Zero is just challenging and fun.
And it's got those classic Super Nintendo-like graphics.
Yeah. It's a good-looking game.
Okay.
That kind of saddens me, though. Now they're having like all these 3D games and all that, and I miss the 32 bits.
We should have a Super Nintendo party one day.
Yes.
Bring over a Super Nintendo and play like Yoshi's Story. No.
Does any of us?
No, no.
No, I'm not.
Yoshi's Island.
Yeah. What was the? It was one of the Mario ones. The really good one.
Mario World? Super Mario World?
I think Super Mario World, yeah. Fucking, because that one will probably take us all day to do.
Yeah.
What? I beat that in one day.
Oh, you can skip shit.
No, wait.
Well, yeah.
That'll take us all day to do. What? I beat that in one day.
Yes.
Do you realize what you just said? All right. Good for you, Alex.
I don't understand. Whatever.
I don't get it. What are you talking about?
You said it would take us all day, and you said you beat it in one
day. Well, like, I usually say shit like that, but honestly, it took me, like, half an hour to beat. At most.
That's not one day. Half hour? Well, how the hell do you
beat
that game in
half hour?
You can skip stuff.
You don't skip stuff. You can't skip stuff. That's not
yes,
beating
you can.
It.
Bullshit.
Once you get to the little star place, you just skip directly to Bowser.
You can't.
You can't
morally. You can do it, but you can't.
Morally, you
can
do it.
Men don't do it.
Exactly. It's like that guy who beat the NES Mario in like 6 minutes. Yeah, 11 minutes. And
that
I watched that, and I didn't. Everybody knows about the first tubes that you see. I did not know that there was like 17,000 more. And
it's been
he
like
dis-
that in everything in every Mario game.
He destroyed my childhood with that video.
No.
Like seriously, I was watching that, and I was like, okay, well, you're gonna take the first tube and just power through it. Nope. He
tube.
Fucking
so, tube. Tube.
I was pissed.
So mad at
I was so angry.
You wrote him an angry letter.
I did. I wrote a comment. I was like, you just destroyed my childhood. And it got like voted like the best comment on the video. It's like a 4-year-old video.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, Beer Olympics are coming up.
Beer Olympics.
Yep.
We're a little short, though.
We, that's neither here or there.
That is here and there at the same time.
Everywhere at once. Beer Olympics is the party that we're going to be doing with our 500 subscribers. It's kind of a mixer, if you will.
A little mixer.
A mixer of both worlds.
You wear your nice little smoking jackets and your pipes.
And yep, martini. You just come. You come dressed up, ready
you
for Olympics.
Dress the fuck up, or you are not coming in. Period.
Yep. It's going to be hosted over at Chris's house. Excuse me. And me, Allie. The other day, me and Allie, Chris later on, but he, well, I don't know, whatever. Me and Allie, we came up with 8 different games that we were going to be playing. Mm-hmm. Me and her are going to be the referees. We may need volunteer ones later on, but not right now.
Wear the white and black.
She is making her own, and it says 2010 Beer Olympics on the back.
Nice.
And I'm pissed because I don't have money to do it myself, because I want to do it too. And, anyway, she's doing that, and we came up with 8 games. They're actually under that hat over there, if you want to grab them real quick so you can look at them.
Peruse them.
Yeah. It's the notepad.
I'll peruse the shit out of them.
You guys have your little referee whistles?
She wants to get a whistle, and I'm telling her no, because... Yeah, the whistle's going to be annoying, and people are going to be drinking.
Like a bird.
That's a duck.
It's a bird.
I think it's a duck.
Is she getting a starting line gun, too?
No. I told her that she needs to get one of those rings that have, like, the little ball inside of them, and it's a whistle, and it goes like, woo!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just one page.
Hello.
Yeah.
Annie Up Dog.
So we got about 8 games.
I like the name of that one.
Annie Up Dog?
Annie Up Dog.
Is actually a game we invented.
What?
Yeah, from scratch. It's called Annie Up Dog and or Bitches. Annie Up Bitches. That was Chris's contribution.
Yeah, and then he left.
Yeah, well, it's played kind of in the same rules as poker. It's a big modification on this one game that kind of gave us the idea where you put the card. Everybody gets dealt one card, first off. And you take that card and you put it on your forehead. That way you can't see your own card. And everybody has their own cup in front of them and a shot glass and a can of beer. And the way the betting system works is that the dealer goes first, and everybody has to put at least one shot in, by the way. That's the ante up part.
Mm-hmm.
And you bet on if you think you have the highest card or not, and you bet with shots of beer. So if the dealer thinks that he has the highest card, he says, okay, I bet 4 shots that I have the biggest card, or the highest card. And then if you want to stay in the game, you have to match him or raise him. And it goes one round around the table until it gets back to the dealer, and then everybody shows their cards. And during that time, if you don't want to continue, if you fold, quote-unquote, then you have to drink your beer in front of you, which is more than likely just a one shot if you just stop there. At the end of the round, when everybody shows their card, you have the person with the highest card is the winner, obviously, who gets a point. And the person with the lowest card has to drink the winner's cup and their cup. And everybody else just drinks their own cup. They don't gain or lose a point. The person with the lowest loses a point. So it's kind of a cautionary thing, because if you bet a lot of, you know, shots of beer and you have the lowest card, then you got to drink yours and the winner's. So that's why everybody has their own cup in front of them. And that's how it works. And
I think it'll be fun. Crossed out Drunken Jenga. Let's get that.
We couldn't do Drunken Jenga because there's no way of scoring. Like the way you play Drunken Jenga is that you take the tiles and then you write stuff on them, like give someone 2 beers,
right.
Take 2 beers, stuff like that, and then they're all hidden. And when you pull the tile out, you got to do what the tile says.
Oh, okay.
But there's no way of winning. I mean, you'd lose a point if you knock it down, but right. How do you gain points on that?
You do not.
Right.
There's only losers
in that game, so we couldn't do it.
Puke.
We're trying to make it as fair as possible for everybody.
If you throw up, you're eliminated.
Yeah, if you throw up, you're eliminated from the Olympics.
That's just for safety reasons.
Safety reasons,
if
too.
If you're throwing up, you don't need to be drinking anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you take out the block in Jenga, that could be 1 point. And the person with the most points when the tower falls down would win.
But, I mean, that's just a worker on the clock deal. I mean, the person who starts first is probably going to have the most points.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So there's no fair way of doing it, so we just crossed it out and avoided the trouble.
Apples to apples.
We are going to be playing Apples to Apples.
Apples to Apples is surprisingly fun.
It is amazing.
I have never heard of that game.
You should play it. Because I thought it sounded stupid at first. And I played it, I was like, holy shit, this is pretty fun.
What is it?
Basically, you get a bunch of cards.
Well, it's an actual board game. Well, it's not a board game, it's a card game. It comes with their own cards. There's a red stack of cards for red apples and a green stack of cards of green apples.
Everybody gets, what, 5 red cards?
I believe so.
And then one person gets 1 green card. And all the cards have different, like, people or words or nouns or whatever on them. And the green cards, the person puts down the green card, and everybody is supposed to look through their own cards and find the word or whatever that best describes whatever was on the green card. So if I have a green card that says, like, exciting, I put it down, everybody looks through their own cards to find...
The red cards.
Yeah, the red cards. To find whatever thing that would be
best describing exciting.
It could be like Abraham Lincoln or Bridge or cats.
Shoes.
Skydiving.
Anything like that.
Anything.
And everybody throws out one card that they think would be best, and whoever put down the green card picks the best one out of all of them.
Yeah, so the person with the green card can base their choice off of anything.
Yeah, anyway.
Anything.
Like, it was just funny.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like, you know, exciting. If someone puts down bucket, and bucket. Everybody else puts stuff that actually describes exciting, you know, skydiving, yeah. Fucking shooting someone in the face, stuff like that, you know?
That just sounds painful.
Yeah, so people can either choose, like, okay, well, that one made the most sense, and then you take their card.
Yeah.
Or, that one's the funniest, so I'm taking that one. You could choose the
card
on anything.
And you put the cards face down, so you don't know who picked what, so it's not like, I want to pick whatever he picks all the time.
Yeah, and, the way that keeps it fair, so that when the way we're gonna do it, whoever has the most cards pulled, mm-hmm. like say your card gets chosen 4 times right. out of the 3 times that we've gone around,
yeah.
and you had the most cards that was chosen, you win. You get the point.
I win.
And I think anybody who doesn't get at least one card pulled
takes a shot.
No, we'll lose a point. This is Olympics, Alex. This isn't just about getting fucked up. This is games. No, we gotta.
Well, I mean, it's beer Olympics. The alcohol has to be there somewhere.
Well, yeah, you're drinking.
You're drinking the entire time you're playing.
Yeah,
you don't. Put
so it's
down.
Casual drinking. It's actually apples to apples with casual drinking.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that's like a game that we play between heavy drinking ones. Like either the.
Wait. So when you don't get your card picked, do you drink?
No.
Not when you do.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know how we'll do that. I think everybody should just have... That should be like a calm-down game.
Mm-hmm.
Like between the heavy drinking ones, right. You know, where like Flip Cup or something. You don't want to go to another game where it involves a lot of chugging and drinking right. a lot, so we'll play apples to apples. You know? There's one particular event on here that I am super excited to play because I want to see how people go about doing it. And it is called Drug Dealer.
Drug Dealer.
And it is the first game on here, and it looks awesome. It's a game that we're going to be playing as we play other games, so it's kind of like a background deal.
Espionage shit.
Yeah. The way Drug Dealer is played, you look through a set of cards real quick. Depending on how many people are playing, you choose out that many cards and make sure that there's only one king and one ace. I counted with my middle finger there. Anyways, then you pass out all the cards face down to those people. And the person who has the king is the cop, and the person who has the ace is the drug dealer. And then after that, within 5 minutes, we've decided to put a time limit on it. After 5 minutes of that time, the drug dealer has to casually and secretly wink at someone, like nonchalantly, you know? And then when the drug dealer winks at that person, it's now that person's job to, you know, within a minute or so of being winked at, to say out loud so everybody that's playing the game, the deal has been made. And then that's when the cop reveals themselves saying, I'm the cop, and I'm gonna bust this guy. And what the cop has to do then is try to figure out who the drug dealer is.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't talk to the person who admitted that the deal has been made, because that person obviously knows who it is. So what they have to do is go talk to all the bystanders, and that's everybody else who had just a normal card, and
including the drug dealer,
who he doesn't know who it is, and so you get three accusations, and each accusation has to be brought to a referee. So that way we can, you know, keep track of how many people they've been, you know, accusing. And so, so there is no, like, the first thing that people ask me is like, well, how is the cop supposed to find out who the drug dealer is? You fucking investigate. Yeah, you either pay attention, the cop needs to stay on his toes, you know, all the time, looking out for people who winked and stuff like that. Then after the whole thing has started, the cop has to go and talk to people, question people and stuff like that. But he can't ever accuse them without being in front of a referee. And if he gets three accusations and they're all wrong, then he loses a point and the drug dealer gets a point. And vice versa if the cop finds out who the drug dealer is. And the way that this is a drinking game is that every accusation that the cop makes, and if he's wrong about it, if it's just a bystander, say he has a seven of clubs, then the cop there has to take seven gulps or seven sips, whatever we decide on, of his beer. So for every accusation, there is a punishment, unless it is the drug dealer. So I think it's going to be very interesting on how this is going to work out.
Yes. And it's going to be best that sounds fun.
When people stay in a group, because we're going to be doing two groups of people. I'm going to take a group of people, and Allie's going to take a group of people. And we're going to take those people, and we're going to do one game at a time. So as she's playing Apples to Apples, I'll be outside doing Flip Cup with the people. And, you know, and then we'll just switch through all eight games. And at the end of the night, we're going to take the top two people from each team, top person from my team, top person from her team. And then they're going to play a game of beer pong for gold.
For the gold.
And whoever
loses
the nationals.
Whoever loses gets silver. And then the bronze people are going to be playing a game of Pong as well. You know, I think we decided the next highest point person. Yeah, the next highest point person will get bronze.
You're going to go to the dog tree and get...
We're making them out of cans. We're taking a can, we're going to squish it, and Allie's going to spray paint them. Gold, silver, and bronze. And then she's going to write 2010 Beer Olympics.
Nice.
And she's going to get the hopefully she's looking for the red, white, and blue ribbon that goes around your neck. That way you can actually wear it. So
I got to go to Big Five and get that red, white, and blue headband.
So
regulatory headband.
It's going to be a lot of fun, I think. Yeah. Like it's definitely out of the normal that we usually do about drinking. Just go and fucking
beer pong,
Right. You know, I don't want this to be centered around beer pong at all. The final competition and that's it. Or the final
tiebreaker. There
will be no beer pong until the end.
Yeah. Well, there'll probably be some people who don't want to participate or show up late, because we're starting at 10:30 sharp. So show up around 10.
I'll be there at 8 a.m. Okay.
I'll be there probably all day preparing the place and going and getting things.
I'll be outside sitting on a lawn. Training.
Doing push-ups and shit. Taking a sip out of his beer every time he goes down to a straw.
He's in his collar shirt,
he's gonna be
his headband, and wristbands.
Exactly at 10:30, he's going to throw up and we get eliminated.
And it starts now.
So at 10:30, we're going to start drug dealer with the two groups of people. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be fun. We have one game that people have played before, High-Low, Even-Odd, Red and Black. Which is a card game.
That one's fun,
yeah. Should be pretty easy. We have Mexicali, which is a dice game. Modified 7-Eleven Doubles, which is also a dice game.
Are we playing tennis?
Yeah. Flip Cup. And Annie Up Bitches. And Apples to Apples. And so... Yeah, that we were going to play like other games. Like, we had a ton of games. Seriously, I have learned so many drinking games that it's awesome. But it's hard to figure out ways of scoring on it.
Right.
So.
God, this all just sounds so much fun.
Hopefully Robert will let me use his camera because I'm not going to be really drinking that night. So hopefully he'll trust me in it. And hopefully he comes because I know all the him, Vanessa, and Israel put maybe attending. well, they better fucking show up. They're on the podcast. This is supposed to be a podcast thing. And so,
So this video is going to be about the podcast?
Yep.
Well, like, it's for the podcast, but it's about
It's for the 500 subscribers. Which we're still, we're just there. So, come on, guys. Almost there. Almost at 500. And, I'm going to record us getting all the supplies and stuff like that and make a little sort of half montage type video.
With that Team America montage music.
I like the one that they used in the Rocky songs. I'll play it in the background if I can find it right now as we're talking, just so it sounds super epic. But Alex, talk about something epic.
Right now?
Yeah, talk about something epic while the song is still going.
Oh shit, it's playing. Okay.
Oh fuck. Dropping the ball, Goose.
Fuck. Alright, anyway.
Anyway.
Fuck, dude, you guys just sprung it on me.
I don't know how long this song is. It could be over.
Alright, Terry, hit me with something.
Cobras.
Cobras. Alright. Fuck.
Cobras. Mongoose.
Woo!
I can't do it, dude. I'm John Lang.
Fuck. Brain shut down. That was it.
You wouldn't last 5 seconds on the battlefield.
So everybody who's wondering about where Alex's mental state is, it is right there.
It's okay. Maybe next time, champ. Train up for it.
Yeah, you can train for it.
I think
we'll
I shit
we'll
myself.
Help you every now and then.
Yeah, we'll just yell
say,
something real quick.
This song is playing. Do something to go with it. Go.
Yeah. That's perfect. We should just start doing that. Oh, we gotta start learning songs by name and everything then.
Yeah.
We'll just like describe it. Karate Kid theme. Go! Nothing from Alex that time.
No.
Still nothing.
My mind's still blown.
I'm trying to remember the name of that one song. Final Countdown.
Final Countdown! Go, Alex. Final Countdown. Still going.
Cobras.
Nothing. Still?
Nothing,
after
bro.
That serenade? That harmonistic duo that we just put on?
It was too beautiful. I couldn't do it.
Oh my god. What's going on?
Are there angels on the other line?
Could have sworn
it's like lightning struck the tip of my penis.
Like I could swear for a second you just took on the shape of a unicorn.
A unicorn.
Unicorn and Fergie. Or Jesus and Fergie. That was a good movie. Step Brothers, for those who have not seen it.
Yeah.
If you hate Will Ferrell, don't watch it. Pro
Actually,
tip.
Reminds me, pro tip. Reminds me I wanted to see Anchorman again.
It's a good movie.
They were giving it on TV just now.
You ate a whole wheel of cheese? And then you pooped in the refrigerator?
I'm not even that. That's amazing.
You know I don't speak Spanish.
You know how to cut to the core of me.
Is it on Netflix? Can they stream it?
Possibly. It's an old movie.
Yeah.
It's been out for a while.
Well, that's what I thought about Star Wars. You can't stream that.
I know. That's retarded.
Really?
Yeah.
You can only order it or have it sent to you or whatever. You can't stream it.
I don't
know. Netflix up. If Anchorman is not stars, then you can stream it. We gotta watch it.
Yeah.
So we had an interesting experience the other day on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about that, Terry?
Machine Girl. Great movie.
Jose hasn't seen it, so I figured that we should all four watch it.
Jose nor Whitey. I don't know if Whitey's seen it.
You gotta get everybody in.
I don't think Whitey has Netflix, though.
Yeah, he does. He's always on it.
He's always on it.
Okay. Oh, wait, yeah, he is, huh? He's been watching Buffy. I don't know if he is or not, but that'd be funny. We made fun of Pino for him, like, busting through, like, all the seasons of Buffy and always talking about how awesome it was.
But, yeah, Machine Girl. It's about a girl who, her brother gets bullied to death, basically.
They talked so much smack that he was like, oh, fuck this.
No, it's this ridiculous Japanese movie.
Musical.
Musical. Bloody, bloody musical. No.
It's not a musical.
It's very gory, but the cheesy kind of gory where blood is just like spreading out of a hose and you can see how fake the heads are when they get crushed or something. But
at one point, wasn't there like a skull or something with the fake eyeballs in it?
Because she has this machine gun arm, because her arm gets cut off by Yakuza. The father of the son that bullied her brother and killed him. And, so she gets a machine gun arm, and she's just shooting this guy in the face. And his face is getting, like, blown to pieces. Like, literally, pieces of his face are flying.
Shot his face right off.
It's like CG, though. It's like cheesy CG. You can see him, like, standing in front of a green screen. And his head, it's like cutting and pasting in, like, Photoshop or something. You just kind of select a piece, cut it, and move it. It was just like that. It's just kind of blowing his face to pieces. And another guy got shot up. And they, like...
One guy got cut into pieces with ninja stars.
Yeah, with ninja stars. Tiny ninja stars cut through him, and like his body got cut into like three pieces, and they all pulled away in different directions.
And the Power Rangers were there too.
The junior ninja star squad or something like that? The junior high school?
Yeah, something like that. And their bright red uniforms.
It's one of those really bad B movies. The good B movies. Good, bad.
It's one of those you gotta watch with your friends.
Yes. I like the drawing that Dwight just did.
And no one will ever see
it. But yeah, I would recommend it. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Don't watch it alone, because you'll just end up...
It's like watching Legion. Yeah. You need a group of people.
You need to be with people. Legion's just so bad that it's funny.
I would say let's do it tonight, show it to Jose, but I don't want to leave Dwight out of it.
I have Netflix.
Yeah, but your Xbox is messed up, isn't it?
I don't know if my Xbox can handle it. I'm a fucking movie. It can't even handle the dashboard. I turned it on the other day, and I was like, oh, it's fine. And then, like, I just moved around the dashboard, like, two things, and it was like... I have a video of it on YouTube. You could just watch, like, anything that says... Just search E74 error, and mine will probably pop up. It's really cool. It's, like, 5 minutes long, because I put a song to it. It's just me playing Call of Duty, just showing what it looks like as I play games.
Yeah. If anything, we just stream it and, like, sync it up. Just watch on PC and just make sure we're at the same parts.
Oh, yeah, and I can use the Xbox Party to talk to you guys still.
Yeah.
There's always one way of doing it.
Yeah, we've done that before. With, like, this... Remember that bootleg site that just streamed, what's it called? You Don't Mess With The Zohan? Alex? No?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
There it goes. It clicked.
And we all just...
It took me a while. I was like, what is he talking about?
We were watching in the browser, and we all just made sure we were at the same points.
Like, yeah, we could do that with Dwight.
Play.
You have it on DVD, don't you? The Machine Girl?
No. Oh, I do. Somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah,
right?
So while we're watching it on Netflix, really, you could be in our party.
I have Netflix anyway, so I'll just watch it on the Netflix.
No need to go.
No one uses DVDs anymore. If it's not blue, then it's not new. That's right off the top of my head. I rhyme three or two that three-letter words.
It's not blue. It's not new. And it's
anyway.
All right, Alex. 3 minutes. 3 minutes left.
3 minutes.
All right.
Close out in 3 minutes.
Yeah, I figured an hour and a half would be good to come back after 8-9 days.
What was that new sniper game coming out for E3?
Alex.
What?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Go.
I'm just a little poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family.
I don't think he understands the concept yet.
No. That was better.
No. It was better.
You're on your feet now.
Yeah, you're not supposed to sing.
Oh, I got it. All right.
You gotta do something that goes with
That's epic to you?
I guess it's hard to do when you, like, have to talk. We can't see you. Like, what would you do to any song? What would you say?
What would you say to the song to make it epic?
Yeah.
You could describe it as a trailer.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do. Describe something happening to go with
as a trailer. Pretend that song's in the back of a trailer.
Yeah. That would be the game.
Really? Okay.
Okay.
You guys want to try another song?
And you'll get dopes too.
And you'll get
dopes. We'll rate you on dopes.
You'll get plenty of dopes.
Maybe it's only a game we should play for Alex. Like you and I just tell Alex.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We'll always
my
put Alex
exclusive
on
game.
Training.
Well, see, Alex, think of it this way. Like you'll just be so good at coming shit on top that improv will be a joke to you.
Yeah, it'll little.
Wait, so this is gonna happen whenever?
Creative center of your brain.
Yeah, anytime.
Anytime, like in the middle of a Duty 2 game.
Yes.
Yeah, and
especially in the middle.
That's when you got to go to a game chat and then just describe shit, and we'll all be singing in the background. You know, we should do that.
Yes.
We should get like four people to sing like what was the song that you were just that we did just
Bohemian
brought?
Rhapsody.
No, the one before that.
Final Countdown.
We should all sing or all do the harmony for Final Countdown, and then someone else just describe like this epic trailer. Like five men, 500 seagulls, one opportunity.
40 seconds.
40 seconds. Go out.
What are we
no
doing?
Way
oh,
out.
What are we doing? I don't know.
We got 40 seconds to come up with something amazing.
Ah, shit. It's at 30 seconds now.
Shit.
Let's do a remake of Tortilla Boy.
What is Tortilla Boy?
From
I don't know what Tortilla Boy is.
Pablo something.
Francisco.
Pablo Francisco. Look it up on YouTube for Tortilla Boy.
I know Pablo Francisco. I've seen little stand-up.
Yeah.
I don't know what... Oh, yeah.
They're after my tortilla.
They stole his tortilla.
Get down!
They're coming after my tortilla.
Get down again!
This summer, Arnold Schwarzenegger is...
Tortilla.
Little Tortilla.
Little Tortilla Boy.
They're after my tortillas. He's doing a shitload of voice stuff for like radio stations and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's still doing a lot of stuff.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Gotta stay in business.
Yeah, he's a pretty good impressionist. Well, I don't know if there's anything else to talk about. I mean, we could just ramble on about stuff. We've been playing a lot of Borderlands lately.
A lot of Borderlands, a lot of Duty.
Yep. We just hit
got some duty for that booty.
Me and Alex just hit 61 today. You are really close.
I am still 30-something.
No, you're not. You're 50-something.
No, I'm still 30.
No, you're not.
I just got...
Bullshit, because you were 49 before we started going.
You were 53 when we killed...
I'm 30-something Call of Duty. Okay. Borderlands, I'm 57.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, I hit 69 today, dude.
What?
He hit 69
I
on
hit 69
duty.
On duty. Oh, okay. I'm almost there.
Yeah, I'm already in my 6 prestige, so fuck
yeah,
you
guys. Look at me.
Look at me. I'm all shiny.
58 on my 6 prestige.
Because I don't like playing that game by myself.
No, it's not a game you really play by yourself.
I only play one
other. I'm on, like, all the time, dude.
It's true. He has no life.
I don't. My life is duty, too.
I'll be buying Battlefield soon.
Good.
And Alex is thinking about it, but... He might
I'm
be going
thinking,
to Disney.
I'm not sure.
Oh, Disney! It's Disney World.
Shout out
over
to
there.
You, Sabrina. Don't know who you are, but you seem like a nice lady. I wonder if she listens to the
Alex
podcast.
Is jealous because we're Facebook friends.
Yeah, I should add her. No, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, she's
no.
stealing all of you from
Alex,
me.
Tell her to listen to the podcast, and Sabrina, when you get to this point, add me on Facebook to let me know you listened.
Oh shit!
Dwight Lachman,
do it.
PI,
private investigator. I like it.
It has a good ring to it.
It's good. Do I like
that's
him?
Why my name on Xbox is Hans Delgado.
Hans Delgado.
Yeah.
I like it. My name in... My masseuse name in high school was Pablo Banderas.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Pablo Banderas.
Yeah.
We all have aliases. It's always good to have an alias.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you need to fly under the radar for a bit.
Yeah, but all of us from our video game days, we all have that one handle that we still call you.
Everybody calls us.
Alex,
I'm transitioning to puddles right now.
Yeah, I'm doing potato.
It's not catching on with
the old
people. Already knows me.
Years. Yeah, they call you Sieg and they call me Shay.
You're still Sieg.
Actually, I've been noticing we're on a first name basis now these days.
Yeah, we're getting closer to it. We still call Whitey. I think we should start calling him Steve.
I don't know if he likes that.
I don't care. I don't give a shit if he likes it or not.
Call him Bootsy.
Call him Bootsy. Okay, Alex. Yes. Alex, we gotta get a hold of Jose. Let's start changing Whitey's name to Bootsy.
Hold on, you guys want his phone number?
Huh?
I could give you guys his phone number if you
want. I have Jose's number.
All right, just call him up.
Yeah.
Whitey's name is now Bootsy.
And, like, we just got to do it nonchalantly, so...
Bootsy, behind you!
That's going to be funny, because he went from Bash to Whitey.
Yeah.
Like, he was the only one that was able to go from one nickname to another.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, why can't we?
I don't care. I prefer first name. At this point.
Yeah,
people I know anyway.
Well, yeah, we've known
you. Don't know me, you better call me Puddles.
And if you don't know me, you call me Potato Orgy.
Call me Sir.
That's Mr. Potato. So, I'm going to do a little plug for myself here. Go ahead and YouTube Potato Orgy. One word, just do it. Watch my videos, let me know what you think.
Just do it.
Yeah. Gonna start doing new stuff when I get my 360 on first impressions of games. Gonna record first, 10 minutes of someone new playing. Like, someone come over and then, like, we'll just talk about as their game plays. I'll put a voiceover on it.
That's good.
So, is there any games that you haven't played down here, Terry? I don't think you've played Skate 3, have you?
I have played the demo.
Okay.
And it has reaffirmed my belief that I suck at Skate.
Have you played Tales of Vesperia?
I have not.
I know you'd like that game, so...
I don't like Tales games.
I've been trying to get him to play Tales of Symphonia.
Well, it's more like I'm a Star Ocean guy. And Tales and Star Ocean are like... In my mind, they're like...
Two separate entities.
They're enemies.
Okay.
Because they're so similar, except Tales, for a while, you couldn't go up and down. It was just like back and forth on the one... 2D plane.
Now you can go back and forth.
Star Ocean was always like, you could go
wherever
you
want. Right, it was like a Final Fantasy time.
Everyone's
movement.
Like, oh, Tails is so much better than Star Ocean. Bullshit.
I think, honestly, I tried playing Star Ocean 2, I think it was, that you let me borrow. I couldn't get into it, because it was really hard. I need someone else there with me to kind of help me walk through the first few places.
That's a long game, too.
Exactly.
It takes a while. It takes a while to pick up.
Tails, though, when I picked up this one, I... played it for probably about 4 or 5 hours straight the first time I picked it up.
I was surprised.
Storyline is pretty good. Like, I was kind of enjoying it.
I'm just biased as all.
I know. Well, it'd be good. That's probably the perfect way to do this. So,
So this game's bullshit. I'm 5 minutes in. It sucks.
Yeah. So, if I get my 360 fixed, or if not, maybe bring yours over.
I'll bring mine.
Yeah, and we'll play. I have your gamertag actually on my flash drive. Yeah, so...
Well, you have to update it, though.
Huh? I'd have to update it, but whatever. I'm just saying it's there.
It's there. There it is.
Just in case. It is backed up.
Back that shit up.
I want to bring Chris over so he can play Skate 3, because I know he's interested in it, and he's never played it, and he's not a big gamer, so
I'm
interested.
What was the one he just got? What game did he just get?
He just got Red Dead.
Red Dead, that's right, yeah.
Well, he didn't get Red Dead. He got Little Big Planet.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't him. It was Allie. Allie bought it so she could play it at his house. Because she just got Red Dead, though. She has the 360 now, and she plays Red Dead with her sister.
Nice.
Yeah. And so...
More
chambers. She was also playing Beautiful Katamari, because apparently she's a big Katamari fan, too.
Katamari's awesome.
It's a weird game.
It's very...
I like it.
It's awesome weird.
Yes. That'll probably be another game that we can do. Even Fable 2, Mass Effect 2.
Blah, blah.
I have Borderlands for the 360. I don't really play it. Any games, really.
Borderlands was one of the first ones I got. And I played it like twice by myself and like 3 or 4 times with other people. And that was it.
Yeah.
Nobody plays.
You should probably
it
do some.
It looks way better on the PC for me to go back.
It does. It's really good on PC.
Do you play on Max?
No.
Oh, you should see.
Oh, no, I bet you said Max like the computer.
Oh no. No. No detail.
Yeah, I play on Max detail. It's.
You know what's funny about Alex?
What?
He can't.
No, I can't. Well, most of it is Max. The only thing I have to turn off is the shadows.
9400 is a remake of an 8600 GT.
Oh, that's dumb.
That's NVIDIA. That's what they do.
I like NVIDIA, but they don't make sense.
Their prices don't make sense. They're very expensive for what you do.
You hear me, NVIDIA? You don't make a damn bit of sense.
Yeah, but it's fun. I like the game.
Yeah.
Good game. Really fun to play with other people.
That's like the best way to play.
Yeah.
You should record a co-op game.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We could do that.
I will check
Fable
out.
Fable 2, actually. We could do a co-op on that.
Yeah.
Because that's just two people. That's easy enough to
on
do.
On the same screen and everything.
Yeah. We could do a split screen. Split screen on anything would be good.
I mean, like, it's good because it's for Fable. It's all the same screen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It doesn't. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, you do split screen anyway.
Well, actually,
there's also Gears of War.
I mean,
yeah, we could do split screen games though. Anyways, let's stop rambling. Mm-hmm. Let's end it here.
To ramble.
When I decide to do the whole thing, the first impressions, I'll let everybody know on the cast and put a link of all the videos up on the link bucket on the site, which you can go to at thebestpodcast.podbean.com. Email me any questions or requests at lolthecast@gmail.com.
Requests.
Yeah.
Play this song.
Yeah, if you want to play this song, you know, let me know.
Hey, get requests for the intro
songs. Yeah, intro songs, if you guys have any requests, or even if you made your own, that'd be sick. Just anything, whatever. Just email me. Talk to me, dude.
Let me know.
Yeah, call me.
Dude, if you don't.
So yeah, maybe if you want to be a guest on the cast, we're doing stuff through Skype now. If you have a good mic, you know, just let me know.
And if you don't have a good mic, then you need not apply.
Yeah, Alex was the first on Skype. Let us know if you like this format, if you don't mind the Skype thing.
Seems like it went really well.
I think it went really well. We'll see on the final playback. Anyways, let's try to end this at 140. So
140 exactly.
Sure. This we got 7 seconds. Go.
Gary Mac. Dwight Lackman and Alex Sabnani.
Sabnani.
You stay
signing out.
Stay classy, America.